another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Hey, good morning. I'm going to go ahead and get started.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
There's two young Caucasian young boys, smart, but the parents are not
Where did they pack it in the house?
They didn't pack it in the manhole.
Oh, in the manhole. I got it on film. And they left me the shit you pack around and the cement thing and the white thing you got, the white
foam. The foam.
They didn't give me they put the foam in it, didn't last. They put the purple shit in it, didn't work. But anyway, that would be a good job for your boys to get. Are you encouraging them to take the test and all of that? And the gas company just hired a lot of people.
Yes.
So they
he's getting his license now. He's getting his license now.
The driver's license.
Yeah. He did security. We don't have security class on folks in the route.
I heard it up. Yeah, he did that.
He's going for his OSHA.
That's right.
Then I got him doing construction work. A little bit, not much. A little bit.
You just getting them moving. I know you're not. I'm because you know I'll tell him. But
my youngest, he's into business stocks right. And all that. So I got him doing that. We ended up doing stocks this morning.
Slowly.
Yeah.
And but what is so is he gonna do financial? That would be good if he gets a good grab for that. Because there's a lot of people that have something that want to invest on a conservative side, but we don't know where to go. It's like me. And there's a lot of resources that people need help with, like going online, going on the internet. That's the future. So whoever can come up with that, that's good. Because I told your boys, I said, listen, I know your dad, man. I'm gonna tell him that. But then I got a relationship with them, and I don't want to blow that because they'll help me. You know, we got to the point where we good over here now. I think you think so, right? You know.
Well, you don't mess with nobody around.
He don't hang no more with them. He don't have to do no. He had the nice little girl. You know, he's doing his thing. None of them got kids yet, right?
No.
So you good.
Yeah.
You
know? I hope we get rid of that girl.
The short one? Yeah.
Yeah.
If he must be smashing it too hard because she had grace. She's a head case.
She's the opportunity.
She's a head case.
Yeah. Called the cops the other day on the house. So it's talking about we held a
gun. That's why I saw that. What did she say?
He had a gun on him.
You know what? Y'all need to get rid of that. You can't be at work.
Right.
In that bullshit. Because I saw it. I saw you over there. I didn't go over. And I know a lot of the officers. I think y'all need to ban her from the house.
I did.
You personally did.
Yeah.
Did you personally tell her?
Yeah.
See, ladies and gentlemen, he's got two good-looking boys, and your son is a player. You know, your son, he's talking and getting the girl. Here's a father, single father, right?
Yeah.
With two boys. One of his sons got look at a nice-looking girl. I thought she was cool, but she's a little off. And she's bringing a lot of drama. So, ladies and gentlemen, don't let your kids like my son. I'm not happy about them. You know, he's talking to somebody nice. And I want they didn't get to the point where they know, you know, like the experience, like to talk to you, to pick up the side, because she could be bipolar. And I've been, before you know, she could have him locked the fuck up or ruin his job opportunity.
Well, I say the main thing now with these kids nowadays is social media.
Right.
Everybody want to live the social media
one
life.
Lady said that to me the other day.
All right.
But she said something about the Housewives. I never saw the show.
Oh, that show. Yeah, that show.
That's what's destroying the fabric. They're making their money, that people that are on there. And now what the other guy was saying, that they're corrupting the thinking of the boys because they're running into these women that want that lifestyle. You know, you can't live that lifestyle if you never...
Now, hoorah. That's
what do you mean by hoorah? I never...
Like the Housewives, you know, watch it. It's like they sit around a table, they talk, and next thing you know, they fighting and throwing things at each other. Like hood stuff. I really don't want to say hood stuff, but just
that is what it is. They acting ghetto-ish, right?
Silly things. And that's what people are saying. That's all you see on those shows. It's the same thing over and over.
And that's what these girls, these young boys. And then I heard something sexually, like one of the girls, she said, "Well, I didn't even know that her girlfriend asked her, how's her head game?" She said, "My head game is spectacular. And I'll eat a little ass." I said, what? When I heard that. So they need to make sure that if they do want somebody to have some quality family upbringing, and you're trying to do the best you can, and I'm trying to do with my kid, but I'm worried about what's the future for these young black men if we don't have CEOs and professionals in these positions that can give them the benefit of the doubt. You can't have a record because it's just too many people looking for work.
Right, yeah.
That's one way you can get weeded out, you know. Some, you know, it's tough. So you got them going. It seems like they're busy.
Right.
And you told her not to come back to the house. To her face. In front of the offices? No.
Yeah, they know it.
In front of the offices?
Yeah.
Has she been back there since? Has he been calling? He ain't trying to hit it no more? He's done?
Not done.
He ain't done.
I don't think so.
That's a crazy love affair. And your son is 18? He can meet somebody very nice with a better upbringing. Because if she's attacking and doing that shit, calling the cops and saying that, y'all don't need that. Once you call the cops, you out of
there.
If he goes, gets in trouble over that, that's gonna make it more difficult for him to be somebody.
What do you think about the migrants?
What do I think about them?
Too much, unfair.
I think it's, I walk to the post office downtown Brooklyn where they give you your citizens and your, they swear you in. I've seen a lot of people come out of that building with the little American flag. One lady been in the country for 32 years waiting to get her everything.
You're welcome.
She just got it all. What who does that? If you was in charge, would you allow, you probably would have a passion enough to let some in, but not on this grand scale. You know, what? Okay, let me ask you something. You asked me what I think of the migrants. I think that there's a better way to bring people in. I think the refugees have been deserved that come from war-torn countries that have been in refugees camps. They should bring some of them in prior than just that letting people walk over. I spoke to a migrant this morning. See that young man? He's got his baseball gear. He may make it to the pros.
Yeah.
That's one of our kids. His mother is a school teacher. I watched him and he's looking at him now. So I think this. I just talked to a kid a minute ago, a migrant. From Mauritania. It's a lot from Mauritania. You know the guy that owned the cassette shop around the corner on Franklin? Next to the coffee shop, next to the juice bar, there's a spot there. He's from Mauritania. He sells CDs and all that.
Oh, I know you're talking about yeah.
He's a nice guy. You know, he's cool. So I asked this guy, how did you get here if you're from Mauritania, Africa? Well, they flew into Mexico. And he said he came across there. That's a long ass ride. Well, let me ask you, your mayor, what do you think? He's the one that's in charge of that. You think he's doing a good job with that shit? I think he blew it.
I think it's people on him to do it. He probably don't want to.
I think the Jews are the ones that are calling for this because they're the ones that are doing all the construction. And let me tell you something, you heard me say it. See, the brothers, the Jews, are the only people that really need these immigrants. Based on the real estate that they're building, based on the nannyism, based on the cheap labor, exploitation. That's my opinion. And then you should have saw Candace Owens talking to one of these rabbis who are call her anti-Semitic. If you do not agree with them, they call you anti-Semitic right off the top. He was trying to get that girl to say sorry, say this. Somebody's been trolling her for 2 years. Jewish father and daughter. She fucking went off. She called her, his daughter, a witch and called him a fake rabbi and some shit. And the Jewish community and that other guy that made a lot of money through Daily Wire bullshit. So she says, I'm not fucking saying it, but this guy wrote an op-ed about her, really tearing her ass up, going to anti-Semitic, trying to destroy her everything. So she brought him on the show and went, took his arm and boom, boom, boom. And after listening to him and her for 40 minutes, you would think, oh, wait a minute. You got 30,000 Palestinians dead right now from what they're saying. Enough is enough right now. You know, the fucking, you made your mark, you kicked their ass. You know, that's enough for them. So he's trying to pin her down and she said, no, she didn't, she was on his ass. He wants her to agree with everything that's not right. And so she's saying, and she set him up good. So now, if I disagree with you, I'm anti-Semitic. But I know for a fact, everybody's got a good heart if they're able to explain it.
Yeah.
But the mayor,
you know, what's the mics? There's a lot of shit that people are upset about because now that they're here, you find all this money, you find all this help here, you got the trains, the crimes, you got this, you got that. But the loyal, and then you got the woman now coming out. 1993, she's claiming that he tried to get her to suck his dick.
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean, What do you mean?
Oh, that's years ago. Why bring it up now?
1993?
Oh, man, come on. I can't be on the trial for that. Somebody come back years from now. So what? You know what I mean?
You're going to tell me that no man has ever asked a woman to give him an oral sex or vice versa?
Yeah.
So how does that, if he didn't have sex with her, if he didn't, well, she said he took the dick out, she, come on, ladies. Y'all, come on.
I did that many times, girl.
You got it. How you gonna get it if you don't ask for it?
Yeah.
So you think he's doing a good job, or what do you think? Not good. What can he do to save his anything there?
The migrants is a major thing.
That's a problem.
Because they get a lot of money, funding, housing, jobs. Like that building right there. You go to that building right there.
What building? The big one that's going up? That new one?
Yeah.
What, working?
Yeah.
On that job?
Yeah.
Oh, oh, we.
Yeah.
Ocean of this something. And you see the one over here? On Horton?
Oh, yeah, that one.
What?
Yeah. But how we lose that one? We lost that one zoning. How did we lose the zoning?
As far as the height?
Yeah.
They're not out of the zoning height. It's not taller than those. They may be 2 floors taller.
I know you go 2 floors.
But other than that, you see, those, you can barely see that building over these buildings. So they, you know. But who owns that one and that one? Israeli troops. You know?
Yeah.
Boy, if I tell you, boy, my mommy. Boy, my mommy.
Wait. Okay. Oh, thank
you. Boy, I tell you, there's another one.
Another one. We're here. Oh, my party today.
Hard ass working woman.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
You're here by yourself. Get all the machines. Get them all. Come on. Let's open them up for you. Come on. You got big ones, small ones. It's all. You should be out of here in less than an hour and a half, girl.
Listen.
Look at this. She got her Dutch shoes on. She babysitting her friend's dog. This lady is
natural,
all. We were just talking. Here's another beautiful woman. We're doing a little talk right now. She has a beautiful son, and we were talking about, what are we going to do with our 20-year-olds from 13 to 20? What do you mean? What's that mean?
I don't want to talk about my son.
We got to get them going.
It was nice until last year.
Really?
What happened? What happened?
He's a teenager.
Yeah, that's it.
But you never know. Some days he's very nice. Some days he's an idiot.
My son said some shit to me the other day. I said, you're not talking to none of your friends.
Well, how old is he?
13. He's going to be 14.
How old are you?
20 and 19. Yeah, forget it, right? Yeah.
Well, they say they come back.
Yeah, they will.
They're nicer.
They're going to come back when they need that damn money.
If I can say it, yeah.
What do you mean? Wait.
They're nicer.
They come back, yeah.
What, between 24 and 25?
No.
No, now. 20,
now, 20, 20, 20 21.
The horrible is 16, 19.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is too many hormones in this house.
Yeah.
Oh, forget about yours.
I mean, for both of us.
Yeah. I just think that I don't care if you're 25 to 13, you still have to have some goddamn respect. I'm not giving that up. I'm not.
What age?
I don't care.
What age.
No, but I'm just saying those are the critical times when if you lose them, if you lose your child between 13 and 16, to me, my opinion, it's harder to get them back. To me, that's me. Because some of these moms, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, they don't stay close to the parents. Is that your mom?
Yes.
Okay. Keep doing the right thing. You're doing good. We're talking about you guys right now.
Yes, I'm better than both.
Yeah. If they stay close to their mother.
I think it's very dramatic, but boys, I don't know. Listen.
Well, who's going to take care of us when you get to that peak where, you know, you need somebody? My sister just had surgery.
Dramatic.
She just retired after 40 years on the post office. Kids.
Yeah.
So they take her. She said a robot worked on her, got her
Oh,
yeah, they took home the next day, but she couldn't bed. She couldn't squat on the toilet. So we had to bring her the thing that raised you up.
Yeah.
I brought soup. My sister brought, you know, they tight, so they brought her over. But we do all what we can for them. And then when we get to the point where we need, you know, they got to run the errands, they got
to
run that. We
got
to train them for that shit. No. They got
to
be trained. No, fuck that. I said to my son, I'll dish wipe your ass. What about mine?
Well,
I'm trying to teach him how to do it right so he don't leave no shit on me when it's my time. This is in the laundry, man. No. You got
to
get him to what?
To make me cocktails. That's what I need.
You something else, girl.
Oh, please.
And then the women, we were talking, like, they can meet the wrong girl and drive the goddamn family crazy.
Yeah, I'm thinking about fixing him instead.
What do you mean fixing him? Look how they, did anybody fix you? Miss Hattie? You had what?
I had common sense.
You have one child. Don't stuff them in there. Shake it up a little bit. You're lucky you ain't my woman, girl. I'll teach your ass how to wash your clothes. What? I'm a good brother. They ladies in here be watching me. The lady come in with the home attendant. I said, are you going to fold her clothes? She said, I don't fold clothes. My husband does. Right? That's what she's been telling us.
Yeah, Matthew's father was very good at that. No, Matthew.
Well, y'all gotta get Mattel in a position where he's not gonna be one of those type of men that need a woman to do his shit.
Right, that's true.
You gotta teach him so he can help the woman. But he can't just be that, call on the phone, order the food, you know, none of that shit. You gotta get him going. I showed my son how to do the laundry. His mother's like crazy, screaming and stupid shit, you know. But when I bring him here, it ain't all fun. I want to talk to him, even if I talk 20 minutes. But he always wants to fight, you know, he wants to wrestle and shit like that. But I'm worried about the kids, for the kids, because it don't look good. That gets hot.
Yeah.
If you got cotton in there, it's going to be good.
All right, yeah.
Don't leave, because it'll burn that shit.
It's on medium.
I would put a hand in there like that.
That's what I was taking a little order. You ever been to that bocce truck?
I don't eat off a truck.
Good? I don't know.
A lot of people say it's good.
Yeah, when I looked at it, so I'm going to try it now.
Everybody say it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that truck over there, I got all the gangsters parking.
Yeah.
You watch it for them?
Yeah, and you saw me with...
Do they pay you?
Yeah, of course.
Ooh. You pick up the shit, too?
No.
You don't,
sure, but
no one in the fucking world. Maybe since somebody dog can pick up dog shit. I'm not doing it. My son got a damn dog.
Oh, yeah, he
picks it up?
Yeah.
Hell no. They bring that, open the back door and he shit in the back door.
Oh.
And when the mayor is not doing the right thing. It's right there. So what is everybody talking about that? The migrants is a problem.
Right, they taking jobs.
They taking not only jobs, they taking, and you should see now.
They get a little draw gangster to that too.
What do you think about that shit? Bro, he's open. I think he's starting to get it open. He should be there.
That's his brain, huh?
No, they ain't there yet. They're not there yet.
Wow.
That's crazy. They're not there yet because you usually see everything opened up. He comes around too, I think.
All right, well.
Going to work?
Okay.
You good?
Okay.
You going in now, right? Yeah. I lost one of my AirPods yesterday coming off the train. I'll see you later. It's a nice guy. He works at LinkedIn Market. He's a great guy right here. He's a good brother. Oh, he's dressed in high heels. You know?
Yeah.
Going in? Yeah, good to see you. Yo, that's his look. Look good, girl. Come and play some pickleball. I love people. I don't see no race. I don't see shit. You see those six cops that's going to jail now? Motherfuckers had a torture camp in the precinct.
Yeah, I know, man.
Now they all fuck y'all. I'm sorry. No, okay, fine. You sorry. Sorry you got caught. I can't believe you said that about the time thing, man. The basement is... They do it like an hibachi style of fight.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
$100
special, man.
Yeah, I see.
$100 special. You can get any dish. I get the drunken noodle with the chicken. Now, if you go with shrimp and all that, they're going to add a little bit more. But if you get the chicken, the beef, and all that, it's $11.99.
Great.
Great pickle. Let me see, Sam, I'm going to get it. I'm going to ask about that shit.
Man, trust me.
But I go with it. You think it's because of the basement?
The basement and the back.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because they got a new owner now. Yeah, they did all shit over. All right, I'll see. Well, let me get up with you. Thanks for talking. This is the Facts the Porcupine Podcast. We got to get our young people working, and we got to, that immigration is an issue for us. As a parent, has two sons, and he's trying to navigate through, get a job.
All these kids, all these guys is from Yemen, is doing a lot. I can't see me doing that. Talking and...
Wait a minute, what are they doing for Yemen? What are they doing?
No, a lot of people from Yemen, which is, remember, they doing the tickets.
Oh, yeah, from
Bangladesh.
Yeah, they got, you saw all that, right? And they ain't giving nobody no tickets over there. They looking out for themselves.
Yeah.
Then you notice parks need people.
Parks department.
Parks need people.
Yeah.
They don't put their asses around cleaning and everything like that. Look at you with your Dutch shoes. Man, we are just trying to get our kids to a point where they have, you know, like when you play pickleball, it's quick reaction. The businesses is looking for good young men. Can we start to talk to them at home? Our parents are dealing with their children, and they do say they come back. A lot of parents, you know, we try to make our kids, like my son, he goes to Starburst, and I ain't stuck up on him yet. I'm going to do it. He's graduating this year, so I'll see what's happening.
Yeah, I
got
another one. Why our young kids...
Uh-oh.
Be good at 13, 12, but then at 15 and 16, they go left. 80% of kids do that now. You know, brown, black and brown, whatever you got people say.
And then you got this.
Good, and then they go bad. But most of them we bring back, some we lose. That's the next one.
Well, the key to that is not to get them mixed up with the criminal justice system. Most parents will deal with anything they do.
Yeah.
As long as they don't get locked up.
Right.
And then you got the woke thing, you got the identity thing and who they hang with and shit. But I think for sure, keep them away from certain women, young girls, because if they're fast in the ass, they're going to be, our kids can get him back.
Yeah.
All right, we see you later. This is lunchtime laundry talk. And thank you for all the things you do, man, because that makes... Yeah, man, that's something different. We have to really get back to general basis. You know, they got the technology, but the attitudes, the entitlement, and they haven't done anything. How about getting the garbage done? Certain things will allow them to be consistent, and you know, we can chart the path. It's just, we were just talking. And there's a podcast, a show on that's called Shifting. You know, we have to give them some time, but we got to push the academic achievement. We have to get them in sports. We have to get them moving. Forget about all this online stuff and the computer. My son is unique because he has a Bible and he's working with that, and he's got a book. I'm so proud of him for that. This is the Facts in the Porcupine Podcast.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope you enjoyed that. We are heading out to a safety class, and it's fun. It's fun. What are we going to do with our young people? Here's one thing I can definitely tell you guys. Probably don't have to get up here. A lot of times, straight communities worry about something. Now, three of us, we know we see each other, we all have work. And that early day, and these young people, especially the young ladies, and especially
it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Their mom, their dad, their family. Even if they're not, you got good information. I'm going to tell them. I get it. Honestly, I'm not too cool. You know, we got it going on. And this gentleman is basically trying to be aggressive. And ladies and gentlemen, believe me when I tell you, there was a baby boy in Kofi. You could do it for yourself. I don't know how many children were born. From 2019 to 2021, 2022. I've seen
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
Now,
welcome.
All in. And then I saw how people, no matter what your body or non, let's not get locked down in our homes. Let's pick out your parents. The man for no purpose. I don't know what's going on in the beginning, but there's a explosion of these little parents. And yes, people are buying these little small things, shopping. It's the worry.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience.
But when it comes down to our young men, we had a guy on the show just the other day. I met him in the playground, happened to win a trip, didn't work out. I was just young. There's so many people, and you would be surprised for those who didn't get back. And somebody told me, because this is where the thing is. And you know, even the school, I don't like teachers that don't have children that don't do their damn job. You know, you walk in the classroom, you see a rainbow flag on this person's desk, you already know.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Now, I do need to report that the young lady that was in the room, I saw this coming. She's huge. Father's always got to know his mother's always. He helped her in the room. I was so happy. No. Yeah, I saw her with him. So he got her up and he helped mom get into the lobby. Back in the day, he didn't give us a lot of work. But at the same time,
it's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
Older, college, fucking you know, none. And maybe some people don't want to bother with, but I don't want to.
It's another podcast of the Porcupine and Facts Experience. Welcome.
You can always go to the next car. You can always just drive.
Peace.